This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
The director of the Department of Sociology, Anthropology, and Geography at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, Dr. Nick Honnerkamp, spent his summer conducting an archaeological field school on the barrier island of Saplo, off the coast of Georgia.
It's relatively undeveloped. There's a couple of places that the University of Georgia has a marine institute where research is done on the south end. And then there's a resident community of Geechee, who are descendants of originally of slaves who worked on the island. And it's a small community called Hog Hammock. I've been doing research there with my field school students for the last 5 years. And this year we did something a little bit unique. It was in partnership with Hog Hammock. So it was not driven by my research interest as much as the interests of the resident community. And that made it, to me, it added some importance to what we were doing. And what it consists of is we worked on a active cemetery there named Behavior Cemetery. It was started about 1870. It may have had earlier antebellum beginnings, but we didn't find too much evidence of that. What we ended up doing are three things. First, we did an inventory of every single headstone in that cemetery. And this was useful information to have a snapshot at this point in time of these markers. We used some surveying instruments, something called a total station, to precisely locate each cemetery gravestone. And then we recorded the information from all these places. And we did about 340 separate gravestones. So we've got a location on a Google map. We have an image. We photographed each gravestone. And then we recorded all the information that's on the gravestone and put those into mergeable data files. So that was one success story, I guess, to this.
The field school worked in the cemetery to locate other sites as well.
The second thing we did was investigate a possible slave site, a Geechee slave site, and we established that not only was there more than one structure or cabin, there were probably two. They weren't occupied very long, but they're antebellum. They're before the Civil War. That's within the 5-acre cemetery footprint of Behavior. And that was of interest to the community, too, as any archaeology is. And then the third thing we did, and this came straight from the two Geechee churches that own the cemetery, we used ground-penetrating radar. We had a consultant named Dan Elliott who brought that equipment in, and we looked for unmarked graves. And what Dan came across was about 180 graves. 40 of them had headstones, and we were just kind of checking to see that our signatures for the GPR were correct. But then 140 were unknown graves, unmarked graves. And that's become a huge concern because as people are buried in the cemetery, they will open up an area with a backhoe that doesn't have any gravestones but does have burials, and it's very distressing to come across human bones as you're trying to carry out a funeral. That was a real eye-opener, and I'm going to go back in February and ground truth a few of those graves to make sure that they're not just some other kind of signature like a overturned tree stump or something like that.
Each year, Dr. Honnerkamp brings students to the field school for the summer semester. The students receive course credit for their participation.
It usually varies between 8 and 12 students a semester, and I had three supervisors who had been on Saplo previously, and I got a small grant from Department of Natural Resources in Georgia so I could pay those supervisors. We lived in a dorm there, provided by DNR. We had to go across on a ferry. It's the only way to get to the island. We did have a combined experience with the University of West Florida, and we worked with them on a project for a few days at the beginning of the field school. I wanted to do that because I've got real good ties with UWF, and I keep sending my students there for the graduate program. And actually, one of my former students was coming back to finish her thesis on a site on Saplo. So we helped with that. Mostly, it's a standalone field school of UTC students.
Every culture has very strong beliefs associated with how they care for their dead. It was very important that the field school participants take the Geechee's burial beliefs into account when working in their cemetery.
The whole Geechee approach to cemeteries is so fascinating to me. For one thing, this is not next to a church. It's not in Hog Hammock. It's pretty far away, actually, from the community, and that's on purpose. The Geechee residents there don't necessarily want to have burials next to them. They want to leave those people in peace. So they're far away from the community. The cemetery itself is not systematically surveyed out plots. It's a little more informal. There's family plots that kind of spread. And what's happening now is people want to be buried with their family members, and they're running out of room in the current part of the cemetery. And so what we're encouraging them to do is think about expanding into a more woodsy area that can be easily transformed into what looks like the rest of the cemetery. The other thing we noticed in our inventory is that there are very few, maybe two, children's headstones. This is not unique to the Geechee at all, but they don't have headstones for infants and children. They're buried, but not marked. Or if they're marked, it's with wood, and that goes away after just a few years. So I think a lot of those burials are children.
Another component of this project was providing future access to the information they obtained.
The other thing we've done is create a website with Dr. Stephanie Smollins here at the university using GIS that shows every single extant gravestone as a red dot that you can click on, and up comes the photograph of the gravestone and the information. So that's going to be real useful for people to be able to locate their ancestors, basically, who are buried in this grave. And it's going to be hosted by the Hog Hammock Library.
Students in the field school were careful not to disturb any graves, and no human remains were uncovered in the course of their work. The Geechee people do not want tourists disturbing the grave sites or visiting the cemetery.
The community was very supportive of us. The Geechee have a tradition of placing ceramic pottery, sometimes clocks, on their graves, and those have disappeared over the years, and it's very upsetting to the family members. We want to make a minimal impact and provide useful information. One of the most interesting quotes from a local resident is related to coming across these unmarked graves, and she said, "We can't swing a shovel without disturbing somebody's sleep." And so what we're trying to do is minimize that disturbance to those people who are sleeping.
Dr. Hahnerkamp intends to return to the Behavior Cemetery on the island of Saplo to complete this work next winter. Plans for the archaeological field school for the summer of 2011 are already underway. Visit our blog at wutc.org for more information. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.